the heart of practice really, I think, is to offer, not so much an exchange to do this and get that, but really an offering, to really be willing to lean forward into life and to practice and to discover, to have a sense of passion for turning toward the experience of life. One of the wonderful poems that expresses some of this, the heart of this, I think, is by a man named Johann Wolfgang von Goethe. He was in the early 1800s, a German writer, scientist, statesman. He was very prolific in so many ways, very adored by the folks of that time and since. Here's this piece. It's called The Holy Longing. It really speaks to this sense of offering in practice, in life, and the fruits of that. And this is my own rendition of The Holy Longing, not necessarily true to the German, but really I think the heart of the message expressed here. It goes like this. Tell a wise or compassionate person, or be silent. Because a fearful or reactive or angry person will shut you out. I adore what is truly alive in us. I adore what is alive in us. The passion, the longing to risk everything. In the calm waters of loving, where you are conceived, where you have conceived, wonder can claim you. Wonder can claim you. Wonder in the warm light and the searing flame of a candle. In such moments, you're no longer obsessed with darkness. A desire to know love more deeply will sweep you upward. This won't make you falter. You'll sense magic as if flying. Then lust for that light, insane for that light, you will be the moth, and you'll enter the flame, and you'll be gone. You'll be transformed. As long as you avoid such passion, such commitment, such loss, to die and so to grow, you'll only be a troubled guest on this dark earth. As long as you avoid such passion, such commitment, such loss, to die and so to grow, you'll only be a troubled guest on this dark earth. I think here Goethe really talks about how it is to offer, to move toward, in a sense to be insane for that quality of knowing love more deeply, presence more deeply.